Om Shanti. 24th August 2019, Saturday. Essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, remember the three words, Father, Teacher and Sadguru, and you will develop many specialities. By saying, sweet children, remember just these three words, Father, Teacher and Sadguru. If you remember these three words, you will develop many specialities. How? There are two aspects associated with each of these three words. When we remember God as our Father, then we are children. And whose children we are, that itself is a point of intoxication. The second is, when He is my Father, He teaches me something which is known as fatherhood. So He teaches me fatherhood. Similar manner, when He is the teacher, we are students. At the same time, He teaches us something which is known as teacherhood. It's a new word. In the similar manner, when He is the preceptor, when He is the guide, when He is the spiritual guide, spiritual counselor, spiritual tutor, spiritual mentor, that time we are, Baba doesn't like the word disciples, he uses the word followers. He doesn't like the word disciple because these are those words which have been used in excess in the path of devotion, and that creates an entirely different impression. So he uses the word, not even followers, those who follow. What he says often? Those who follow. And when he is the Sadguru, he teaches us to become like him. Sadguruhood. So, when we look at him as a father, as I said, the first thing is whose children we are. Just as he is highest on the high, he teaches us to be the highest. Just as he is the ocean of so many things, he is full of so many things. He teaches us to become like that. So, we belong to the highest Father. And so, our activities, acts, words, speech, behavior, thoughts, awareness, emotions, feelings, dreams, intellect, awareness, everything should be elevated like him, because we are the children of that one Father, and it's the Father who teaches us. So when I think that I am his child, I will become like him, I will try to be like him. I will not do anything that will bring defamation to his door. I will always maintain his respect. What he is. People, for example, if a Laukik child doesn't behave properly, the first thing people say is, who are his parents? Probably he has not received proper education, moral guidance. So the blame directly comes at the door of the parents. That's why Baba says, you have to reveal me. I will remain hidden, but you will go on the fields. And through your faces, the Father's face would be revealed. Through your eyes, through your forehead, through your behavior, the revelation will take place. So, we are His children. So Baba said, just remember this and specialities will come. So when I remember that I am the child of the Highest, I am the child of the Supreme, I am the child of the One who is the ocean of purity, automatically I imbibe the virtue of purity. I am the One who is the child of the ocean of divine virtues. So automatically I will try to imbibe all the virtues. And I will remain situated in my original self. Because He is the soul, He is not the body. He is the Supreme Soul and I am also soul. Amritasya Putra, you are the children of immortality. He remains away from the body. So I learn from Him to remain away from the body. He is the ocean of mercy and I learn from Him how to become the ocean of mercy. So whatever He is, I have to become like Him. There is one English author who has said about eating non-veg food in the form of one poetry. He said, I do not condemn killing innocent animals. Not every flock that range this valley to slaughter I condemn. Taught by the power that pities me, I learn to pity them. There is a power above me, and that power pities on me. That's why I learn to pity on these innocent animals. And that's why I do not eat animals. Because animals are my friend. And we do not eat our friends. So when I am the child of the Supreme, the Father is the ocean of compassion, is the ocean of mercy, is the ocean of knowledge. So I become master knowledgeful, I become master loveful, I become master ocean of bliss. I become master almighty authority, because He is the ocean of all powers. So Baba says, remember this word Father, and you will become full of specialities. The second is fatherhood. So when He is my Father, I learn to be like a father, like Him. And what are the qualities of a good father? He is caring. He is protective. He is affectionate. He gives that wall of security. He gives the wall of security and trust to His children. He is a good friend. A good father is a good teacher. A good father teaches the children the chapter of courage, encouragement. He teaches them how to remain self-reliant. They say that teacher is not the one who teaches, who gives fish to the child, but he teaches the child how to fish. That's the quality of a father. So, a father is also a teacher. That's another thing. So, when God is the Father, He teaches us to be a father. A good father, a caring father, a loving father, a father who encourages, a father never feels jealous if his son goes ahead of him. Rather, he feels pride. Rather, he prides himself on that. He feels happy that my child is going ahead of me. Or rather, even what I couldn't achieve in life, my son could achieve. So he's always very happy for that. So in the similar manner, we have to become the world father. Baba wants us to become world father, Jagat Pita, who sustains the world, who takes care of the world, who takes care of the worldly souls, who nourishes them, sustains them, fosters them, and he is the canopy of protection for them. So in order to that, so this is the concept of fatherhood. We also have to achieve this fatherhood in this very life. And fatherhood has nothing to do with begetting children, just as motherhood has nothing to do with becoming a mother. Mother is different. Mother, to become mother is quite easy. To produce body from one's bodies is the what mother is. But motherhood is a different thing. There is a hell and heaven difference between mother and motherhood. Not every mother attains the stage of motherhood. There are hundreds and thousands and lakhs and crores of mothers in the world, but they are not having the stage of motherhood. Mama was had attained the stage of motherhood, though she never was a mother. She was a kumari. So motherhood has nothing to do with producing children. Motherhood is the stage of the mind. Motherhood is the stage of the heart. Motherhood is the stage like the Supreme Mother or the Supreme Father. A mother is caring, a mother is loving, a mother sustains. In the similar manner, fatherhood also has nothing to do with becoming a father. It is the stage of the mind. It is the stage of the heart. It is somebody you are becoming, a caretaker, a sustainer, a comforter of the hearts. So the first word is, God is our father. So when he is the father, I am a child. And when I am the child, it is my intoxication, whose child I am. And second, when he is the father, I have to become like him. I have to achieve the title of fatherhood. So that's first word, father. The second word is, he is the teacher. So when he is the teacher, I have to become which student? Smart student. Godly student. Divine student. Spiritual students. Celestial student. Unearthly students. So what sort of student I have to become? What sort of student? As I said, there are two types of students. One are sincere, second are smart. Over smart. Not over smart. You have to become smart student. So one is a sincere student who studies whole day, who is obedient. That I think everybody is a sincere student. But it is a journey from becoming sincere student to becoming smart student. And smart student means qualification of a smart student. Smart student doesn't sit down and reads the whole day. It's a sincere student who sit down and read the whole day. It's a sincere student who spend all the time in library and in discussing and all that. Smart students are little different. They understand concepts. They don't learn by rote. They have very sharp memory. And they are very keen observers. And they learn from life. And they are having out of the box thinking. They do not follow the same routine which all students are following. They are not bookish. They learn from nature. They learn from practical examples of life. They are the smart students. Their exam, their aim is not just to pass the exam. Their aim is something else, something higher. Exams, their aim is never the degree. Degree is anybody can get. But smart students are not just those who want degrees, but they are thirsty for real knowledge. They are thirsty for real experiences. So they are very different. So become smart students. Sincere you all already. So it's a journey from sincere student to become smart student. So smart students means they don't keep on reading the whole day, as I said. They will read once and try to recall more. Try to understand more. They will penetrate into the crux of the matter. Know the nitty-gritty of the matter. So that puts them apart. They may look unsuccessful on the surface, but they are deeply contented within themselves. So when he is teacher, I have to become good teacher, good student, smart student, sincere student, obedient student. And second thing is, I have to attain teacherhood. And what is the qualification of a good teacher? Manivai. Qualification of a good teacher. He is a lifelong learner. That should be the first qualification. He is the lifelong learner. He never thinks that I am the teacher. I know everything. The more I know, the more I know that I know not. So he is always a student. So just as So I have to become teacher like the father. Just as father teaches me, I have to teach the world. But at the same time, I myself am a student. I myself am a learner. Just as a teacher inspires, so I have to inspire. Just as a teacher teaches new things, I have to teach new things. And what else? Qualification of a good teacher? He is humble. He is never egoistic. What else? Yeah, he's easy nature. He is strict, but at the same time loving, at the same time light-hearted. He doesn't feel something very deeply. If some student insults, he will not feel bad. So in teacher, remember the word teacher. When God is teacher, I am a student and I have to attain the stage of teacherhood. Teacher should have a lot of patience. Teacher should be tolerant. And he has to accommodate, the power to accommodate the weaknesses, the failings, the shortcomings of so many children. And he has to keep in his heart so many secrets. He should not spill the beans. He has to keep secrets. So we have to become, attain teacherhood. The third is, God is Sadguru. So we are, who are we? If he is Sadguru, we are those who follow him. So whatever he does, we do. His purpose is to dispel darkness. So our purpose is also to dispel darkness, because we are following him. Just as he came and woke us, it's now our task to woke the world. We were sleeping. He came and he brought about that spiritual awakening within us. Now we have to bring the same awakening in others. He came and he brought spiritual enlightenment. Now we have to bring about that same spiritual enlightenment in others. He is the one who has taught us the divine knowledge. He gives us blessing. Now we have to bless the souls, no matter what they are, no matter how they are, no matter how they behaved with us. Just as we despised him, we defamed him, and yet when he comes, he does upakar for all the apakar we have done upon him. So no matter how we insulted him, no matter what we did to him, Baba often says that, I come and do benefit to you. So we are, as a follower, we do the same things with others. At the same time, to follow him accurately is the task of the disciple. Whatever the guru says, guru is considered next to God, or rather, even above than God. If guru is still standing and God is standing, whom you will choose first? Kabir says, I will choose my Guru because he is the one. Govinda Diyo Dikhaye. He is the one who introduced me to God. So I will choose him first. I will bow down him before him. So Guru is something who someone who dispels darkness. So Baba is our Guru, is our Sadguru, and we are the followers. So our task is to follow him accurately. And second, since he is a Guru, Sadguru, we have to achieve the stage of Master Sadguru or Sadguruhood, whatever you call it. Baba says you become Master Father, Master Teacher, Master Sadguru. And what are the qualities of a Master Sadguru? Well, rather, what are the qualities of a Sadguru? Qualities of a Sadguru. Yeah, so he teaches something which a Laukik teacher will not teach. He teaches the path of liberation. He teaches a new way of life, a new thinking. He frees us from the worldly, ephemeral, temporal, mundane bondages of the world. The soul is caught in this whirlpool of life and death, happiness and sorrow. And he brings about enlightenment. Agyarandati mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya. He brings jnana. He brings that collyrium, that anjan of jnan. Chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve nama. He is the one who gives you the real eye of knowledge, the eye of wisdom. And he frees the soul from all the darkness, all the agyan, timir, all the tamu, all the tamas, all the stark darkness of ignorance. So Sadguru is somebody who frees. Sadguru is somebody who liberates. Sadguru is somebody who takes us back, because he teaches us, now your time on this earth is over. Your part on this earth is about to end. It is the fag end. It is the fag end of this world drama. The curtains are about to fall. The drama is about to close. Now it's the time to go back. So, just as he taught us all these things, now we as a Sadguru, as a Master Sadguru, now teach others. And Sadguru, Guru never teaches less by words, he teaches more by actions. More by actions. So, remember three words. Sweet children, remember the three words, Father. So when he is the father, I am a child and have the intoxication whose child I am. Or second thing, I have to attain the stage of fatherhood. Second, teacher. When he is the teacher, I am the one, a student, and also I have to attain the stage of teacherhood. Third, he is the Sadguru. I am the one who follows, who walks on the steps of the Sadguru, or I myself have to become Sadguru. The second stage of all the three, to become world father, to become world teacher, and to become world Sadguru, that's also inculcated in that. So, and then you will develop many specialities. Shifte, that's some Sindhi word. Shifte, some specialities you will develop. So, as is our smriti, so will be the sthiti. As is our awareness, so will be our stage. Stage depends upon smriti. Sthiti depends upon smriti. Whatever we keep on remembering within our mind, the same becomes our stage gradually. Om Shanti.